What would you say would be the halacha in the following scenario? A yid who has got, you know, in the olden days they used to use mills. So you'd rent a mill or you'd pay for the use of the mill. Normally the mill would not say belong to a yid. On the contrary, it was normally, he was the richest person in town who owned the town's mill. And you'd take your wheat and your grain, it would be made into flour. So imagine that you before Pesach you take your bags of grain but you keep it there because you don't have time you don't have the time and the opportunity to make into flour. So you leave it there. Now we know that grain per se, is it chametz or not? It's not. As long as you know, if it's just grain that you harvest, it's not chametz. And matzah also made out of grain, right? I'm saying it's not chametz. Now you've got those bags and bags of grain. And you keep it in, that mill. Now, what happens is that you enjoy Pesach. You've got the first day's Pesach, second day's Pesach, and you leave innocently. You leave bags. It's worth a lot of money. All the bags of grain are kept. Now, eventually after Pesach, you go back to the mill because you want to process and see to the grain that you've got, and then it turns out that the guy there says, I did a favor for you. I had some free days, wasn't as busy. I decided to make this into flour, not only that, but I baked your bread as well. Says, here it is, it's all yours. Take it, it's all yours, and all made into proper, real, genuine, undiluted chametz. Now the shaila is, we're now after Pesach. It's Matzah Pesach, it's Issur Chag, and you're standing there with his boxes and boxes, and he wants his Bikishkayach as well. It's boxes and boxes of chametz, and you want to know what to do with it, because this is a big financial loss, in case you can't. What's the halacha? What's the shayla? First of all, what is the shayla? Chametz Shalom Pesach. This is real, real Chametz Shalom Pesach. And this is a real case too. Real Chametz Shalom Pesach. And we learned that what's the halacha with regards to chametz shalom pesach? You can't even, not only you can't eat it, but you can't have enough from it. That means that you can't sell it. There's a knas. You can't sell it. You can't make money from this. What would you say? Okay, you're saying that the monetary aspect, but he's going to say that it, yeah, okay, but there is a concept of.
That's the normal way it was done.
No, he went much further than that. He was a particularly kind. You're saying you can tell him that, listen, you've made my things completely horrendous. Now, I don't know in court if that's going to hold or not. Because again, you can't really take him to the entire...
If you take him to the court, yeah, no, to...
The court of Medina,
then they'll say it's nothing to do with her halacha.
So you
can't really go
for it. I mean, if that was a normal thing, you give the grain...
No, he's gone further than that. He's an extra kind.
The kenas is more to stop you owning it.
And therefore?
He had no intention of owning it in the situation. So
you had no intention to what? To make into chametz. And therefore? You're saying that, well, since there was no intention, to make into chametz, so therefore, what do you say?
Yeah,
no intention. Now, can I just remind you? Pardon? Another question, would it go under the bittul? We mentioned yesterday, it was your point, what happens if there's bittul? So we said that the Mishnah Berurah b'mehefsed Merurah is meikel if there's a bittul. So you're asking, so it's not so poshut. Chometz which doesn't exist yet, would that be included in the bittul? Probably not. It's not poshut at all. Could be a pasakum shayel as well, but that we can be lenient perhaps. So what do you say? That's fine. Now, can I just remind you? Can we look at the first word of the second line? So again, the Shiv Gimel taught us, Chometz Shel Yisrael, Shovel of Pesach. We've got Chometz, which belonged to Yid, which went over Pesach. Also, Bano is also Tavano. Afilu even, Hinicho Shoigeg, if you, okay, what's Shoigeg? Oi, or, what's the next word? What is it? Onus. What does Onus mean? Complete accident. Even if it's complete accident, nevertheless, it's Chometz Shalom Pesach. What's the definition of Shoigig in Onus? Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalet says, Sivkom Chesed, Hinicho Shoigig, Shaliyodam Oisei Chomet. Shoigig, definition of Chomet, of Shoigig is you didn't know about this Chomet. Oinus is, Hotsunem Shiyoda Elashay Onus. Shaliyocho Levaro, you weren't unable to get rid of it. Oinus, you weren't able to remove it, to get rid of it. And that is considered, it's an oinus is Chomet Shalom Pesach. Here we've got a very important word in Shulchan Aruch, that even by oinus, it's Chomet Shalom Pesach. So do you regret what you say or no?
But why is this
the Knas goes that far.
Sure, but why is he using this example as an honest example? Because it doesn't seem that different from Shaykh, does it? He wasn't able to...
And one is that you didn't know, and one is you weren't able. Big difference. One is that you forgot about a certain Chomet Shalom, you didn't know you had that bottle of whiskey upstairs. And fine, so it's a shoygeg. So it's Chomet Shalom Pesach now. You didn't. And Oinus is you knew about it, perhaps you knew about it, but you couldn't get rid of it. There was no way to. Nevertheless, he's an Oinus in his Chomet Shalom Pesach. Now, what do you say? What this scenario? So we're learning now that Oinus is also a problem of Chomet Shalom Pesach. So I would say there is a Mishnah over here which quotes, now I don't know, it's very rare, I don't know how many times you can count the whole Mishnah, how often he quotes Tshuva Sefer. The Mishnah was very, very reluctant to quote Tshuva Sforim. Mishnah didn't do that a lot. It remains a bit of a, maybe not a mystery, but it's very consistent. He didn't go into Tshuva Sforim, he didn't go browse around into the contemporary, what it was in his times, contemporary Tshuva Sforim. He didn't do any of that. But here, in one place, he brings Ksav Sofa, I remember, in a few... But it's quite rare. Obviously, Rabbi Kirega goes into a different category, but here he quotes Shuvah's Beis Hillel. It's very rare that he does that. And he goes into the absolutely that question that we just discussed. And that's something that happened. And Mishmur quotes a Beis Hillel. And he goes into three levels of... And ultimately, he brings a Beis Meir. And the Beis Meir, let me quote you the words of the Beis Meir. Uve Beis Meir metzad lehate b'achi lemetam acher. Then third stage, which is the final stage, which is Lemaisa is Mata. The Beis Hillel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beis Meir, who says that it's Mutter. In that sense, although we said, Oinus, why is it okay? Ta'af al gav, the Poska Mechaba, although the Mechaba Paskant, Bein Shoigig uvein Oinus, whether it's Shoigig or Oinus, it's Chomet Shalom Pesach. Nevertheless, over here, it's okay. Why? Lav kol anosin shovim. There's various types and levels of oinus. How should we translate oinus? How do we translate oinus?
Accident.
There's various types of accidents. Uva oinus kozeh, and in this kind of oinus, that there was no way he could have known about it, he couldn't have dreamt that the guy is going to start baking and making bread out of his flour. He couldn't have dreamt about it. It makes no sense that Chomim punished him. It's such a far-fetched accident. Unforeseeable. Oh, that's the word. It's really unforeseeable. All I did is I kept my bags of grain there. I couldn't have known that he's going to be, you know, starting to make chametz out of this. I never asked him. Had he asked me, I would have told him, no, it's beyond my control. It's so far out of my control. It's so remote. Now, that's an oinus, which is fine. Now, this is very widely quoted in the poskim, because what we have got over here is a chiddush, otzum. It's an enormous chiddush, that when you've got an oinus, at times, there's no knas for chomet shalom pesach. I'll tell you where, one instance, I think that they relied on this. I'll tell you what the shaila was. I don't know what you think about this. There was a shaila a number of years ago. Now, I was still in Eretz Yisrael. I don't exactly know which was one very big Beis Din who sold the chametz every year to an Arab in Eretz Yisrael. You sell the chametz to an Arab, right? You sell the chametz to an Arab, and they were doing every year they use the same Arab. It turned out after Pesach they bought back the chametz of the goy of this Arab, and he seemed to be very kind and very helpful all the years. Was being helpful, and then in the conversation with this young Arab. Yeah, they ask him, you know the story. Yeah, so they, what?
Jewish.
He was Jewish. He said that his mother, he's very happy to do this because his mother is Jewish. His mother is Jewish. And it's a terrible story. Imagine that, an Arab in the middle of, in Eretz Yisrael, and his mother is Yidden al Kol Hades. According to all opinions, his mother was a Jew. They investigated, and he was absolutely a Jewish mother. I don't know what the story was, but this happened in the 1940s with all of those, whatever. So he's unquestionably a Jew. And and it wasn't just the Bezin of, you know, like a little shul selling all the chametz. It was like a senior, you know, like a lot of people, they pass on the pile of Mechiras chametz. They pass it on to a Rav and to a more senior Rav, and they pass it on to a more senior Rav and a more senior, until ultimately it ends up on the table of the Bezin, of the Grand Bezin. And they are the ones selling the Mechir on behalf of so many shuls and behalf of so many keiles. And that's the guy that they were selling it to. Ma'adine wasalach. We're talking about the chametz of the whole city, which was not sold to a guy. He was sold to a yid. And since he was sold to a yid, it should be chometz she'avodah v'pesach. And we're not talking about just a bit of crumbs and a bit of leftover cereals. We're talking about the chometz of a whole city, including the factories and including the bakeries and including the storage.
They've been selling it to this for how many years?
They sold for years. They sold on to him for years.
But it was still not owned by you. It was owned by a Jew.
But it's still chometz she'avodah v'pesach.
Okay,
fair enough. But at the end of the day, Chomet Shalom Pesach, my Chomet Shalom Pesach is also on you as well.
For all those years, they didn't really...
They didn't sell the Chomet, that's correct.
So they can't do anything about it?
Yes, so there's nothing about the previous years, I agree. Nothing can be done about it. But what about this year? How do you rectify this? I mean, there's not much you can rectify, but can you eat that Chomet? Can you eat that Chomet? Would you say, are you allowed to eat it or not? Why? Chametz Shalom Pesach. So you'd ask for the whole chametz if you'd pass in that very serious shaila, you'd forbid the chametz of the whole town. Yeah, well, so they relied. If I'm correct, which I seem to remember, they relied and they, having the biggest post came, then they were approached, and if I'm not mistaken, I strongly believe that they were matir based on this base hillel, on this base mayor as well. That's something which is beyond. You can't expect, it's so remote. It's a bit like this case over here. That's something that you really, really can't. It's true. Shogeg and Oynes normally, we are matir, but you have a Chomet Shalom Pesach. Shogeg and Oynes normally is a problem with Chomet Shalom Pesach. But over here, if it's Oynes Gomo, Lav Kol Oynes Shovim, and if it's an Oynes Gomo, here we go. So what do you think, Binyamin? Is it that far of an Oynes? What do you think? You should have checked. So that's the Shaila. Do you have to check when you go to a random guy, Mohammed? Do you have to check that he's a Jew? Do you have to go that far? So they argued, you don't have to go that far. He was a Mohammed, and he lives in Ramallah, that's right. And he comes with his car. What cars were they? That's right, yeah. And they come, and you don't, and he talks like an Arab, but he doesn't speak of it like, properly, and he was proper Arab. So you don't have to assume that perhaps he's a Jew. You don't have to assume perhaps his mother is Yidina. And that's why, what do you think, Naftali? Makes sense to compare to this case of the flower? Why? You say what? The Shaila, do you have to check? Yeah, according to you, that means that even nowadays, when you're selling the chametz to a goy, he could be in England as well. You sell to Mr. Yeah.
He could be Jewish.
Do you have to go that? So you're saying that part of the process should be when you're selling the chametz to a goy, part of the process should be you should check, can we have your mother's birth certificate?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound reasonable.
Some people, when they buy a car, they'll look history until it's made.
So you're saying that it does make sense to go that far? You see that since there's Balioa, Balimatze, there's a Knas, it would make sense to go that far. Do you hear that? If you have a question, that would also.
You hear of stories of people who are non-Jewish, and then they suddenly tell you, but my mother was Jewish.
Yeah. So you are arguing that perhaps it makes sense to part of the process of Mechiras Chametz, if we're talking about selling the Chametz of the whole town, who has tens of thousands of pounds, makes sense to go. To me, it's a Chiddush. I wouldn't have thought of it if not for the story, kind of, I have to be honest. I wouldn't have thought of it. But perhaps you're right. Perhaps
Chazaka. Chazaka is not Jewish.
There's for sure a Chazaka, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's for sure a Chazaka.
I bet the next Arab they chose. They did investigations.
Yeah. It's certainly, that was the Meister, he was a big Shaila, very big Shaila. I don't know
there
if.
There was also a case, but not from Jewish history, but very similar. Not similar, but when it
place was out, there was a robbery in the synagogue, and all the forms got taken.
All the what?
All the forms in your Sefer Chometz.
Were stolen?
Were stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't remember what happened.
Yeah, but was it after the sale? After the Mechira? Was it after he was sold to the God? Ah, that doesn't matter.
When the rabbi wanted to buy back.
Yeah, so that's not so bad. Was stolen. Did you hear that? So if all the contracts on Pesach were stolen.
Well, they were stolen. I don't know if it's on Pesach or after Pesach, but they were stolen before Pesach was out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the end of the world, because you could just buy it off him after Pesach. The sale was a valid transaction before Pesach, so it belongs to the goy now. Question is, do you want to buy it back of the goy after Pesach? So you can tell him, listen, I'm an easygoing fellow. I don't need the contracts back. I just want to sell it. I'm more like easygoing. Just that chometz. Remember that chometz they bought? I want it back. Let's have 104 minutes. It might not be. The problem would be if it's stolen before the sale. That's more of a Okay. So that's with regards to oynes gomer. Important mishnah bura. Important mishnah bura indeed. Mishnah also points out that in Sefkot Niyut that one has to be very, very, very careful with regards to the kinyonim used. Now we know if I buy something of you or you buy something of me, so there's very clear guidelines which kinyonim work to make an acquisition. You can either make a hagbah or a kinyon kesef, or if you buy something of me, there's very straightforward guidelines which kinyonim acquisitions work. But not when it comes to a goy. And that's really the problem. When it comes to a goy to make a kinyan, there's no kinyan which works unanimously. Some hold akbar, some hold mashicha, some hold kesef. But there's no kinyan that works according to all opinions. So that's why the rav who makes the mechiras chometz on behalf of the kehilah to the goy, it's a very complex procedure because he's going to go through numerous kinyonim. He's going to ask Mr. Jones, do you mind to lift up the thing? Do you make kinyan chalipin? Do you mind to give me some money? Can you please take some of it? Can you do some of it? He's going to ask to go through various kinyonim. And the truth of the matter is, and that is precisely why we don't anymore do nowadays the mechira through the goy. None of us goes to the next door goy and say, Mr. Jones, do you mind? I have a cold bottle of whiskey, buy it off. And we don't do it like that. Because historically, 200-300 years ago, there was too many made mistakes because it's very hard to make a kinyan with a goy. For the goy to actually acquire something and buy something of you without him physically taking it, especially, it's very hard for him to make the kinyan. It's not easy to know which kinyan actually work. And that's why we don't do it like this anymore. You don't want to just like say to the goy that it's his, but it's not really his. Therefore, the Batinim established over the centuries that it goes through the Rav.
And the, you make the Kenyan with the Rav.
Yeah, so the Kenyan that you're doing with the Rav is that you are making, you're giving the right to sell your chametz on your behalf. He's not buying the chametz of you.
So do you have to make a Kenyan with the Rav?
Yeah, so that's best practice, is to make a Kenyan. In actual fact, you would work without it as well. But by making the chalipin, what happens is that, you're actually asking, okay, you are my agent now to sell on my chametz. It's not his. But he's entitled to sell on your behalf. What's that called? There's an English term for that.
Agent.
Basically, yeah, like an agent. Yeah. So that's the way it works. Okay. Rabbi Sai, this evening we covered the following points. We learned about chametz shel Pesach, that although shoygeg and oynes is chametz shel Pesach, nevertheless, if it's an oynes, gomer the mishnah bura is matir. The case of the Beis Hillel we discussed. We also learned that it's very hard to know which kinyanim actually work. That's what mishnah bura says. If got nude, that it's a discussion and discussion which not all kinyanim work. And more on this tomorrow, Beis Hashem, these are the points covered this evening. Okay, wish you a good evening.